problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. This is Diego on Unconventional Orthodoxies, returning after the winter break. So excited to be back in the DJ studio here with a lovely playlist, trying to highlight artists that I believe deserve a lot more commercial success because they've got great music in terms of lyrics, production, anything that I believe could do well that isn't doing well that I believe does deserve to well. We have had a great last month and a half of music, not only just come out, but also just in general for the music world. We had the Grammys, of course. We saw Bad Bunny win Album of the Year, which was super, super amazing, especially as a Puerto Rican. That really hits home for me personally. And we also have we had a Sky Ferreira comeback off of another soundtrack song with Charlie XCX off the new album Wuthering Heights to promote the movie Wuthering Heights. So in celebration of that, I wanted to play, even though she's pretty big in terms of the alt world, I wanted to play an older Sky Ferreira song in celebrating a new song for the first time in 2 years. This is 24 Hours by Sky Ferreira, one of her most iconic songs, but still a great one. This is, hope you all enjoy the return of Unconventional Orthodoxies. This is 24 Hours by Sky Ferreira.
Yeah.
And that was 24 Hours by Scary Ferreira, an absolute classic. Love the Tumblr Girl aesthetic. I really hope that the sophomore album from Sky Ferreira comes out this year, Masochism, or so it's called, Masochism. We have a little bit of hope with a new song called Eyes of the World with the Charlie XCX. Like I said, but here's hoping, because the world desperately needs a new Sky Ferreira album, and I'm sure plenty of you agree. Next up, we've got Lonely Touch by Sarah Kinsley. She just released her latest EP, Fleeting, this past Friday. But this was, I believe, the second single to promote the EP, and it's, in my opinion, the best song on the EP. It's also the opener. And I just think it's a great example of what she does best, which is like the cinematic pop with very meaningful lyrics as well. And I really hope you all enjoy. This is the incredible Lonely Touch by the incredible Sarah Kinsley.
Lonely touch, so ironic, I feel enough to know what is coming. Lonely sun, somehow still running, you're so in love, you could vomit.
And that was Lonely Touch by Sarah Kinsley. Wonderful track. Absolutely incredible stuff. Just as always, like I expect from the Sarah Kinsley, from the wonderful Sarah Kinsley. Really hoping this is her year that she really breaks through into the mainstream. It's been a long time coming for her. Absolutely. Next up, I think the song's been doing numbers on Spotify, but I have song that kind of reminds me, actually, and reminds a couple of people that I've talked to about it, about the new Harry Styles comeback song, Aperture, off of his upcoming album coming out next month. This is Backseat by Balu Brigada. I believe they are a pair of brothers, releasing their album Portal this last year. And it's a long track. It's a 6 minute, it clocks in at like 6 minutes long, but I think it's a great, great song. Reminds me of the kind of vibe that Harry Styles is trying to do with this Aperture single. And I like that. I think it fits his sound. I don't know if it's super popular for the mainstream, but that if it can be mainstream and debut at number one of the Hot 100, here's hoping that Backseat can enter the Hot 100. So this is, like I said, Backseat by Balu Brigada. Please enjoy.
Backseat.
And that was Backseat by Balu Brigada. I love, 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 love a long outro. It's truly such awesome production, in my opinion. Just very, very unique. So very Australian, like very Australian kind of pop here, which is super well done. Very impressive. Love to see this. It's very transportive. Like you feel like you've gone through a portal in that sense, right? So it's like super world-bending, mind-bending. Just great, great stuff from those pair of brothers. Can't wait to see what they are getting up to next. Next up, we've got a great, like, very pipes-focused song. Like, this artist, she just sings and sings, and it's great. This is Tragedy by Sama Era. Reminds me of, actually, an artist that I put on the playlist a couple months back, who is actually, I think this is my first one to actually blow up. This is reminds me of a lot of Die on This Hill by Sienna Spiro, who, if you don't know, is actually going on a tear. This is like her breakthrough single. So I think this is my first time actually getting a prediction correct in terms of someone actually who I put on the playlist is experiencing commercial success and with the same song too. So that actually makes me feel really good that I got someone for once. Maybe I didn't help them, but I guess scouted them a little bit. I predicted their rise, and very well deserved, because Sienna Spiro absolutely knows how to sing, and so does Sama Era. So that's why I'm putting her on. This is Tragedy by Sama Era, and I hope you all enjoy it. Thank you.
Gonna fight, wouldn't stand.
And that was Tragedy by Sama Era. Like I said, just absolute pipes. I love the production as well. I think it absolutely fits perfectly with the vibe that she's trying to create. And oh my gosh, where was I trying to say? It was like kind of soul almost, which I really enjoy. I think it's a very cool, unique blend of stuff that she's putting out there. So really appreciate that. Next up, we've got an artist from New Zealand. This is the song Limbo Forever by Aimir Kelly. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her first name correctly, so apologies. But I really like this artist. She released an EP the week before Christmas last year, and it's just really great indie pop, honestly. And I hope she gets, I believe this is her debut EP as well. I might be incorrect, but regardless, still great music. This is Limbo Forever by Aimir Kelly.
Nowadays, I sleep alone and feel your old fate. We live our separate lives, keep our chat and phone calls light. I'm used to it, pretending I love someone who isn't there. I tell strangers we have a ball, even though we're barely involved. But what if I am feeling wild and satiated, just getting tired? I want my future bona fide, not waiting for this lie to die. What if I just break down now and lock you out of my mom's house? I kept your things all in good health, so why are you living in I hoard every memory where you've ever been good to me, so I can't ever see things holistically. I'm convinced that we're stuck here until I break free. I was loved once, the thought of being your love, but that's all that it was. That's all that it was. So what if I am feeling wild and satiated, is getting tired? I want my future bona fide, so why are you living rent free? I must have set you free from a monotonous time. Any love you showed me, I clung on to. Now time's corroded into what I knew. So I make excuses for why you don't stay. There was a time I was the highlight of your day. Did you sign up? Cause you thought it'd be done by now. But it's been a year and we still drag it out. Are you living rent free?
And that was Limbo Forever by Aimir Kelly. Reminds me a lot of Ash vocally, which is pretty cool. I think Ash is a pretty cool artist. Collabs, I believe, a lot with Phineas and I love Billie Eilish as well. So obviously I'm going to enjoy that kind of music. Still obviously very different from Billie Eilish, but still great stuff. Very reminiscent of Ash, in my opinion, and super great layering in terms of the production with her vocals as well. So great job from I'm Your Kelly there on that track, Forever Boy. Next up, I want to play Deep Fuchsia by Ava Valiante. Valiante or Valiante, I'm not entirely sure, again, how to pronounce her name. But this is a great pop indie rock adjacent track released last month, actually 1 month ago exactly, on the 16th of January. And it's just a great track. This is a super cool artist. And I really enjoy her music, and I hope you guys do too. This is Deep Fuchsia by Ava Valiante. That was wonderful. I really love how she says, so exquisite, really, in that track, in the bridge. It's just such great music. And I just looked her up on Spotify. She isn't even breaking 20,000 streams on a month-old track. That is ridiculous. We need to put people on, is all I'm saying. That's a great, great artist, great music coming from Ava Valianti there. Wonderful stuff. So next up, I don't usually do this, but I really enjoyed listening to this country track, which is Be Careful Throwing Stones by Leah Blevins off of the upcoming album All Dressed Up, coming out next month in March. I think it's a great country track. It's I think her voice perfectly fits the genre, and it just really spoke to me. I think it's a great message as well. So I hope you all enjoy. This is Be Careful Throwing Stones by Leah Blevins.
You run the risk of being the one who's on the outside. It's nothing new, I've seen it before, baby, a million times. If you're so hurt, then why can't you say it? It's your
And that was Be Careful Throwing Stones by Leah Blevins. Great, great country stuff here. And it honestly got me into the genre, I'm not even gonna lie. Because honestly, all you need is one good song to really just make you like gain an intrigue. And that's what that song did for me. So thank you, Leah Blevins, for a great, great track there. Next up, moving back into the more pop lane, I've got Deeper and Deeper by Lexi Liu. Actually encountered this song because I saw a remix of it with a Caroline Polachek song, which is pretty random in my opinion. I don't see the connection there personally. I guess they're both pop artists in a sense, but I think this girl has some talent, serious talent. This is one of the better pop songs I've heard in recent months, in my opinion. Great stuff. So I hope you all enjoy this Deeper and Deeper by Lexi Liu.
Shadows on the wall, reflections on the floor.
We go deeper and 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 deeper.
Walk into the dark, shrouded in mist.
We go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper.
You know you wanna.
And that was Deeper and Deeper by Lexi Liu. An absolute, in my opinion, just club anthem. Phenomenal, phenomenal stuff. And such an ethereal outro as well. This is an artist to watch. This hasn't, I don't think this has broke 100, or not 100,000, 1 million streams on Spotify yet. Please, guys, lock in. Like, this is great dance pop club banger anthems kind of music that I desperately want to be ruling the charts. Amazing stuff from Lexi Liu there. Next up, another new Friday release. This is Set Me Free by Hemlock Springs off of her debut album, The Apple Tree Under the Sea. My favorite track from the album. She's a very unique voice and like alt pop. Very like I don't mean just like in terms of her stylistic choices, but also her voice itself. It's very, very cool, and she's got great stylistic. I love her music video for another one of her tracks, The Beginning of the End. And I think this is an artist that is gonna have a great year, especially with her tour, her upcoming tour. Like, this is like an artist I could see absolutely receiving the Chapel Roan treatment, because she's got very cool, unique all pop music that the charts are desperately needing. So, like I said, this is Set Me Free by Hemlock Springs, and I hope you all enjoy. Thank you.
You know why? You got me singing, baby. I hope you wanna set me free. I hope you wanna lose your mind. And if there's nothing to think about, think twice. Got me singing, baby. I hope you wanna set me free. I hope you wanna lose your mind. And we can do it over again. Open up your heart to my works of art. Singing, baby. Singing, baby.
And that was Set Me Free by Hemlock Springs. Like I said, very unique vocals and awesome production. Using that xylophone throughout the track, in my opinion, was such a great choice. It just really highlights just how unique her stuff is. So I definitely highly recommend y'all to go through that album as a whole. It's toward the song I chose was towards the end. But The Apple Tree Under the Sea in general is just one of the best albums that's released this year so far. So yeah, great stuff from Hemlock Springs there for sure. Next up, I've got No Masquerade by Luke Vella. I don't put men on this playlist often, which is why I'm doing it now. I've already put one previously, but that was more production-based, not vocals-based. This is a slightly more vocals-based song, in my opinion. And it's just some pretty cool standard indie pop, in my opinion. So good stuff coming up from Luke Vela. This is No Masquerade. Please enjoy. And that was No Masquerade by Luke Vela. Very interesting song in terms of the pop production, for sure. And like I said, vocals were pretty on point, in my opinion. So pretty cool stuff. And he's a very, very small artist. I'm surprised I even found him. I don't even know where this song just came up on my shuffle. So I appreciate that. So great stuff from him. And he had a new song release as well recently. So props to him. Hope he gets more success like he deserves. Yeah, that was great. Next up, we've got Do It by Underscores. Underscores is very cool, and this track is super, super good. Like, I did not know she could sing like this, honestly. I've heard some of her stuff before. I discovered her because of her feature on Harvest Sky off the OK Lou album, Choke Enough, that released this past February last year. But yeah, this girl can sing, and this is a really funny track too as well, like lyrically. So great production as well. So I hope you all enjoy it. This is Do It by Underscores. I owe you. And that was Do It by Underscores. Great bumpin' production. Incredible stuff. One of my favorite tracks of 2025 by far. Yeah, awesome. So thank you all so much for tuning in this week. I am Diego. This is Unconventional Orthodoxies every Mondays at 9 a.m. I plan to be back every Monday at the same time, like always. Thank you so much all for tuning in. I am leaving you with one last track before I am out. This is Closure by Zach P. Great song to end a playlist with, in my opinion. Hope you all enjoy this last track and hope you enjoyed the playlist in general this week. I really had a lot of fun playing, creating this one because I've had a month and a half to catch up on all the new releases plus all the new stuff that I've been able to listen to. So thank you all so much. Like I said, this is Closure by Zach P. I'm signing off.
I was